Welcome, everybody. Tonight's share is on Parshas Tazria. We're asking our first lema for Yaakov Yisrael ben Tamar Malka, and we are discussing the first topic, which is that the individual who has saras has to go to the Kohen and make that determination. Now, it's interesting because the Kohen is also the person who is an Oev Yisrael v'Rodev Shalom. He's somebody who loves Jewish people, and he's always pursuing peace. Like Aaron HaKohen was the one who said, Reuven, Shimon doesn't really know how to talk to you so nicely, but he really loves you, and he wants to do good business with you. And Shimon, Reuven doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. And so Aaron HaKohen was always making shalom between business partners, as well as between Ish v'Ishto, husband and wife. And yet, this is the person you would want to send you out of the camp. Why? Because the Kohen is the person who loves you so much, it's painful for him to say you have to leave. And when a person does have that condition and that determination is made by the Kohen, it's only appropriate that the Kohen should make that call. The second thing that is also interesting on the same lens of introspection is that the one who has saras, he has to go to the highest level person in the camp, which is the Kohen Gadol. And as opposed to thinking, well, that person's not approachable, like in corporate America, you can't just simply walk into the CEO's office. You can't walk into the president's office. You really need a lot of introductions until you get to that level. But here you find that it's not the case. In the Torah, everybody's approachable. And the highest level person in society is the Kohen Gadol. And he was the one who was sought out, not the dermatologist or the doctor, to make that call. And that just says to you something very, very, very amazing, is that, you know, a title means nothing. It's what you contribute to society at large. And in the Torah world, giving that determination. So there's two parts to this. Number one, you have to be someone who loves other people in order to send them away. And number two, everybody is approachable, even from the one who has saras to the Kohen Gadol itself. Now, the second part of tonight's shiur is on the parsha that begins the Torah parsha of Tazria, which is Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar uviyom hashmini mo basar laso. So the Kedusha Levi brings down that there are two forms of shefa that come into this world. The first is an Ar HaYashar, which is a straight light. It is a light that is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows us to breathe. Kol Neshima Neshima is a bracha. Every breath that we take is another blessing from Hashem. We don't often appreciate every breath that we take because we feel that it's coming to us. But for those that are in the hospital, every breath is special and every breath is precious. And that's coming to us whether we do mitzvot samas and tovim or not. The second is the Ar HaChozer, a reflective light. It's almost like someone looking in the mirror. When you wake up in the morning, you look one way, but after a full day of accomplishing mitzvot samas and tovim, you look at yourself in the mirror, you look totally different because now you're, so to speak, dressed with all of the schosim that come about through your chesed that you give to other people every single day. So how do we translate these two themes into the parsha? So it explains the Berdichever from Berdichev, Ukraine, and this is in the schus of all the Ukrainian Jews that need help, and we're all doing our best to help what we can. And tonight's learning is also dedicated to their Hatzolos Nefashos, as the Russians are now bombing Odessa, as of about 2 hours ago. That Isha means that every single one of us is an Isha, in a sense that we're constantly receiving the Shefa from Hashem, and we're simply receiving it, but we're not doing anything about it. There's something that needs to be done. So the Kedusha Levi explains that the word Isha refers to every single member of Klal Yisrael. All of us are on the receiving end of the Shefa from Hashem, whether or not we deserve it or not, we get it. And the next is Ki Tazria, where we have to change ourselves, the Yolda Zachar, and become the Mashbia, and become somebody who's not just simply receiving, but somebody who's also giving. And the Tafkin in life, the responsibility of every single one of us, is to recognize that as we mature, as we get a little older, we are constantly receiving as children the influence of our Rebbeim, the Shechinim, the Yedidim, the Krovim, and we are nurtured by their love. But then there comes a time when the children grow up and they have families of their own, and now the leaders of the families have to be the mashpia. And oftentimes people are not really ready to make that change. Sometimes they just want to remain on the receiving end of all of the attention. But sometimes life causes us some changes to happen that as we move from our parents' home, we now become the mashpia. We now have to give over the legacy, the Mesoras HaTorah, that we were given by our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents so we could continue the legacy forward into the next generation with the same level of simcha and ahava that was imbued inside every single one of us. And so therefore, we have to learn both themes and recognize that there's an Arha Yashar and there's an Arha Chozer. There's an Isha, but there's also Kita Zriya. There's a Kita Zriya because V'yoda Zachar. So now we understand a little bit about the dynamic of the Parsha and how it begins, but we still have a question. The question is, why does the Torah talk about Mila when it should be talked about in Parshas Lech Lecha? When Avraham Avinu had the bris mila, that's the parasha to talk about mila. Because the next pasuk says, "Uviyom Hashmini Yemol B'Sar Laso." What does that have to do with Isha Kita Zriya? So the answer is, especially as the Sephardim like to say, because, you know, I have a friend over here who's now a Sephardi guy. So, you know, the Sephardim always believe that there's something deep. But the truth is that while he thinks that he's Sephard, I'm also Sephard. Because every Jew has the capability to relay over a sod, a pshat, a remez, and a drash. And so all of us are Sephard, but we could also be Ashkenazi too. But the bottom line is that the answer is that we say at the bris, k'shem sh'nichnas ha-bris, k'im nikonos ha-torah l'chub ha-masim tovim. What does that mean? That means that this baby had nothing to do with going to the bris. The baby was brought to the bris, and the bris, by the way, is the gematria 612. What do we know about Taryag is 613. So what are we saying? K'shem sh'nichnas ha-bris. We took care of one of the 613 mitzvahs, right? And there's 612 to go. But in the same way that we helped this child when the child was young, we're going to stick with this kid, and we're going to help him as he gets a little bit older, so that we ensure that we imbue within him the love, the havas chesed, that we all need in order to go about our day and to live a life that's malei simcha. So in this chus of the learning that we did tonight, for Yaakov Yisrael ben Tamar Malka, and the schuss of the learning that we're doing, and the schuss of the Ukrainian Jewry that we're trying to help out, and in the schuss of all the mitzvahs and masim tovim that we enjoy, we should remember and conclude with the following themes. Number one, the Torah tells us, as just to summarize what we discussed, two parts about the Kohen Gadol. He's approachable, and he's an Ohev Shalom. And the one who is an Ohev Shalom is the only person that can send a Jew away into a machana, chutz l'machana. And number two, when we talk about the parsha itself, we know that Isha Kita Zriya, that we have a responsibility to become the mashpia, to become not just simply a receptacle, but also the provider of the Simchas Achayim that distinguish us from the nations of the world. Asher Bach Avonu Mikol Amim B'Nasan Lanu Taras Emes is how we should think about Isha Kita Zriya V'Yolda Zachar, that we should move from becoming the recipient and move into a realm of where we become the Mashpia so that we can infuse that love of Yiddishkeit into our next generation that surrounds us. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best, a week filled with Hatzlacha and Bracha and all the best, and have a great night.